With both teams playing minus important players due to NHL training camps and injuries, the focus was less on the final result and more process-oriented. Special teams helped the Saginaw Spirit to a 6-3 Ontario Hockey League preseason victory over the Sioux Greyhounds on Wednesday night at the GFL Memorial Gardens. The Spirit scored once on the power play and added a pair of shorthanded markers in the win. Both teams played the game three players short of a full lineup. The game was one in which Greyhounds coach John Dean was looking for a foundation from young players getting some OHL experience. "We want to establish a foundation of good habits," Dean said. "Our floor needs to be a decently good standard. That's winning 50-50 battles, tracking, get above the puck. These things are a foundation for a hockey team before you can get into the fun stuff and some of the more structural points." Dean said he felt the Greyhounds got that, sporadically. "Saginaw capitalized when we didn't have it," Dean added. Dean also said that structural mistakes in a game like Wednesday's, "I'm actually not as upset about because it's going to take time. It's our first time in a game-like situation where you're practicing a lot of information that's been given to them over the last 2 weeks," Dean also said. "It's the foundational mistakes, the identity mistakes, those are the ones that we can't let slide." For Saginaw coach Chris Lazary, the goal in Wednesday's contest was similar to that of the Greyhounds in a sense. "Our goal is just getting into our identity and trying to execute the things that we want to work on," Lazary said. "We've got a lot of new guys that haven't played in the league or a lot of guys that haven't played a lot of minutes. It's finding the Saginaw Spirit way." Lazary added that the hope is for progress. "There's some stuff we've still got to work on. The last 40 minutes was good," Lazary added. "We open up a week today, and we want to make sure we're the best version of ourselves. We've got a lot of work to do." The Spirit coach added that there were positives from the young players that got into the lineup for Saginaw. "Jacob Cloutier was good, proving that he could maybe be a top six or a top nine guy," Lazary said. "Carson Harmer, for his fourth game, is starting to learn the center position and the intricacies that we play with at this level." Lazary also said there were positives from defensemen Kadan Sienko and Josh Glavin as well. The Greyhounds opened the scoring as Eric Muxlow banged in a rebound in tight past Saginaw netminder Andrew Oki after getting stopped initially. The puck got to Muxlow in close after Oki made a save on a Brady Smith shot from the high slot. Michael Misa tied the game for Saginaw late in the opening period as he beat Greyhounds goaltender Reed Thomas with a shot from the left circle glove side. The goal came 29 seconds into a two-man advantage for the Spirit. The Greyhounds retook the lead 2:55 into the second period as Carson Andrew beat Spirit goaltender Sammy DeBlasi on a wraparound to the stick side. Saginaw tied the game at 2 just under 2 minutes later as Christian Epperson beat Thomas on a one-timer after a pass from Misa. Saginaw took the lead just under 6 minutes into the second period as Jacob Cloutier beat Thomas with a shot from the left side on a shorthanded 2-on-1. Saginaw took a 4-2 lead at 7:56 as Misa took a cross-ice pass in the left circle from Calum Mongoni and beat Thomas high glove side. The Greyhounds made it a one-goal game 1:58 into the third period after Sam Bonus beat DeBlasi high glove side from the high slot after a Spencer Evans shot went wide and rebounded off the end boards and back into the slot. With 9:50 to go in the third, Nick Sima restored Saginaw's two-goal lead as he redirected a pass from Misa past Thomas to make it a 5-3 game. Sima extended the lead to 6-3 as he converted a pass from Liam Stork on a 2-on-1. Thomas made 30 saves for the Greyhounds in the loss. Misa paced the Spirit offensively with 2 goals and 2 assists in the victory while Epperson had a goal and a pair of helpers. In addition to the 2-goal night for Sima, defenseman James Guo also had a 2-point game with a pair of assists. Oki saw action in one period for the Spirit after getting the start in goal. The overage netminder stopped 7 of the 8 shots he faced. DeBlasi stopped 16 of the 18 shots he faced the rest of the way. The Greyhounds wrap up preseason play with a pair of games this weekend, facing Sudbury on Friday night before meeting Saginaw on Sunday, both on the road. With seven players out of the lineup while attending NHL camps, Dean said there is potential that the team could have some return for Sunday, but it wasn't a guarantee. Defenseman Brody McConnell Barker missed Wednesday's contest due to a lower body injury suffered in the Sioux exhibition opener against Sudbury on September 1. Dean said the Blue Liner's injury was a potential 6 to 8 week return from the time of the injury. Dean added that the recovery process was moving along well for McConnell Barker, but he was probably in the 4 to 6 range now. Veteran forward Marco Mignosa also was out of the lineup Wednesday due to illness, but Dean said a return for this weekend was possible.